The Senate this morning approved its version of health care reform strictly along party lines. The vote was 60 to 39. Among those looking on during the vote was Vicky Kennedy, the widow of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, who called health care reform the cause of his life. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said today's vote brings the nation one step closer to Kennedy's dream. As West Virginia Democrat Senator Robert Byrd voted in favor of the bill this morning, he said he was casting his vote for his friend Ted Kennedy. Joining us now to talk about this morning's vote is Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Senator, tell us about the vote this morning and how important, in your view, this is for the American people.
Well, this is one of the most important votes that I've had the privilege of casting in the 25 years that I've been there. It is an historic vote that will really, over time, not immediately, but over the next years, change the delivery of health care in America for the better. 31 million Americans who don't have any coverage today will now share in coverage, share in spreading the risk of covering sickness among people who all have insurance. It will streamline the decision-making. It will prohibit insurance companies from kicking people off of plans once they already have them. It will prohibit the companies from denying people coverage for pre-existing conditions. You have no idea how many Americans we've heard from who cannot get insurance because they had cancer or they had some kind of thing, and then the companies just don't want to take the risk of covering these people. So there will be dramatic changes. Wellness and prevention will be contained in here. Contrary to some of the myths and even outright lies that have been spread about it, people will choose their own doctors. They will choose their own plans. Nobody will be forced into anything. Prescription drugs will cost less for seniors. There are just many, many benefits, some of which are going to take time to implement and be felt in the system. But America will be healthier. Our healthcare delivery system will be more efficient. And people's lives will be saved.
How confident or worried are you about the conference committee process, given that the Senate and the House versions of the health care plan are very different? And of course, Democrats in the Senate had a hard time keeping their majority together in order to get this version of health care passed.
Well, on 90% of it, or 95% of it even, there is really unanimity. There's agreement. Yes, there is a difference on the issue of the language with respect to abortion, and there is a difference on the language, on the funding mechanism. I think there's room to compromise there and to find a sweet spot. I think we're too close to getting this done for people to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory here. It's just not going to happen.
Vicky Kennedy, the widow of Senator Ted Kennedy, was watching early this morning as the Senate took its vote, watching from the Senate gallery. Do you think that this vote today is Senator Ted Kennedy's legacy? And what do you think he'd be saying at this moment?
Well, Ted would be jubilant, obviously. This is something he worked for throughout his lifetime. He started that battle 6 years into his 46 years in the Senate. So for 40 years, he was fighting for this. And it's an enormously gratifying moment for all of us. Very bittersweet, obviously, because we wish Ted were here. But he is here in spirit. And I think that was expressed by Robert Byrd and others during the vote. We all cast our votes with Teddy in mind. I think he knew this was going to happen. I certainly tried my best and others to convey to him that we were going to get this done before he passed away. And now we have. And it's just very, very gratifying.
Senator John Kerry, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Not at all. Thanks. Take care.